The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Achonu l'yom l'yroim, shman esrei, ha-melech ha-kodosh, ha-melech ha-mishpot. Shalom. We're continuing into the Stash of Shman Esrei, our entire Sesh made true here. In all of the first three brachas, we have a change. We started off the Shemoneh Esrei. Zochem l'chaim, l'mancho, stressing that l'mancho, we want life, not only this world, eternal life, to be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We should be zeicha, to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything we do, in our desires, in our behavior, the way we talk, the way we think. And may it stay like that eternally. Mi'at Hashem. Chaim Yitzri. Micha Moicha and the Bracha Gevuras. Micha Moicha. Nobody is greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That with the Midas HaGevura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not his nature. Like Havdil, many people in power. The nature is to be power, to take power. Give power when it fits them, but everything is all about power. And here it's the other way around. The Gevura is a way to give us more sachara, more reward, by putting us to situations that are limited, unclear, have complications, and we go through them properly. This is what makes us worthy of the eternal reward, and even reward in this world. Now, in the third bracha, after Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh, because Baruch Hu uplifted above all the limitations of the physical world. And we always say, Akel Kodesh, Akel, Lashon Akel is the Lashon that he gives the koyach for the world to exist. He's constantly supplying us with the energy that we need, and the energy the entire Bria needs. If we stop 1 second, it would cease to exist. HaKodesh is uplifted from all the different things of humanity. If you'd have the meters of humanity, most of the empire would be destroyed a long time ago, because so many of us are not doing the Ratzon Hashem at all, even rebelling, and those that are doing it are not doing it 100%. But he doesn't, nothing changes. The meters chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He created this for a purpose, and he never gets off track, no matter what we do. Okay, HaKadosh, he gives, sustains life with his Kedusha, with being uplifted from any of the limitations of this world. But now, and these are says, and I choose it, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, we say HaMelech HaKodesh. Ad Kedei Kach, that if we don't say HaMelech HaKodesh, we have to say Shemoneh Esrei. We miss the point of Shemoneh Esrei. It's a 10 days a year, which Hashem reveals his malchus by the fact that he judges us. Hashem is always a Melech. We say every bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Ha'olam. We believe Hashem is a Melech. He's in charge. There's a difference between believing and feeling it. Kavan, a person is supposed to go through life feeling it. The first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha in Shulchan Aruch brought down from the Rambam. Shavitzi Hashem L'negdi Solit, that the daughter Melech, who himself was a king, but he always put himself in front of Hashem, who was the real king. He always realized, I'm just not even a puppet. I'm a creation of this great king, and I was given power. But the king is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We should always think Hashem is with us. And like it continues, that ain't a dreamer, can't compare the way a person stands and sits and talks when he's in front of a melech nechbod, or when he's by himself in his Dalet Amos at his house behind doors, but no one is hearing and what he has to say. That's the way life should be. Shavit Hashem L'negdi Tzomit. If we'd be able to live that way of life, we'd be perfect people, because we always be careful, think twice before we talk. I remember a few years ago, they invited certain abundant religious figures to meet with, then it was President Obama. I told each one that you have, I think, 10 seconds to speak. You know, give you whatever you want to give over, 20 seconds, a very short period of time. And I know one of the people that was there, he told me that he's spending a long time to make sure he has exactly the right message and says it right and everything else. So it was one person in front of Adam Lechbon, a person who's a powerful person, he's very careful what he does. Imagine.
Kol Halashon.
Getting audience to a king. You walk in there and you don't even look at him. You say, oh, I have to go shopping tomorrow, and I have to care of my child and my husband and my wife. Okay, thinking about this and another thing. This is basically what we do when we have a personal meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shemon Esrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said, Hashem is Kel Moldi Rachamim. He's full of Rachamim. He lets you get away with that. So now it's Yom HaDin. And Yom HaDin, I mean, Yom HaDin, it says to me, Shuvah, the time I have to make an extra effort to really feel it. Tzaddiki Yisrael, the same Chaim Brisky, he would shudder and fear when he'd say the words HaMelech HaKodesh. He mamish felt that he's standing in front of a king who's judging him now. It's not just that Kel Moldi Rachamim, but now to Yishuv HaDin, HaMelech HaMishpot, that we say in the bracha afterwards. Weekday Shemon Esrei, Hashem is being shayfed kol ha'aretz. This is part of the nature of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that once a year there has to be a mishpat for the next year. These are the things that keep us on track, keep us from falling, and keep us growing. Because if not, little by little we get more used to living in the external version of the world, the physical world, and the Yitzharim, and the Yitzhahara, and the Midas, not the best Midas, and all the Midas Hashem, not on par. Because we rely on Hashem's Rachman, which is wrong, but we do. Now, we need that period of Mishpat for us to realize nothing is for free in this world, nothing to be taken for granted. I think this year, Mitzvah Hashem will have an easier time, hopefully, for those who take advantage of the present situation with the virus and the uncertainty in the world. So, if one does it wrong, it just brings added bad meters, brings added anxiety. It's more of a fun. But if you use it right, other rabbis use it as an opportunity to see. And we said last year, we're saying every year, but this is a time of Mishpat in the beginning of the year, and Rosh Hashanah for the entire year. You never know what can happen. We started relying so much on, everything. Olam Kim and Hogo Nohig. The world continues to take its natural course, and everything's all right, everything's good, everyone's making money, everyone's healthy, more or less. Well, enough of those people around. We see now, we're very fragile, and there's nothing we can really rely on for the future. And as the time, when we have these Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and we feel, and we say those words in Shemon Esrei, HaKadosh, he's uplifted. He's going to do everything as best as possible, but we didn't even deserve it. This is the way he set up the world. There is a concept of Mishpat in the world. HaMelech HaMishpat, he's a Melech. HaMelech HaKadosh. He's a Melech right now. He's revealing his mouth by judging us. And if we take it properly, it could be the most wonderful thing. If we take it really properly, and Klal Yisrael daven's right, all the problems we're having now with the present virus, coronavirus, could disappear within a few days. Everything can happen. We firmly believe this. It's awesome to believe and rely on what politicians are telling us, and what even doctors are telling us, but none of them know. None of them know, none of them predict this, and every time they make prediction, it comes out different than they predict. It could be a l'tov, and it could be l'ra. And it's all in our hands. So be zeichu v'emet. Take these brachas, and have these brachas instilled within us. L'man for l'kim chayim. We know that Hashem wants us to be successful in this Yom HaDin, Yimei HaDin, this 10 days of Din. We know that's where Hashem is. Avo Rachamim. We know that Hashem is full of Rachamim. But part of that Rachamim set up the situation that we have the situation of a melech, a kodesh, a melech, a mishpach, a melech is revealing himself and judging us. If we use it right, and yes, Hashem, we won't go through it with anxiety at all. Pachad. We don't have to be in fear because we're being judged by a melech HaKodesh, uplifted God of Rachamim. Hashem, our Father, is a judge. There's nothing to be afraid of, but there is need to behave in a way and take it seriously and use it properly. And if we do that, Mitzvah Hashem, Hashem's Ratzon will be Mekuyim and we'll have a wonderful year ahead of us. The Brachos and the Yeshuas.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.